On Friday, President Trump signed an executive order to expand offshore oil and gas drilling in federal waters in the Outer Continental Shelf. It calls for a review of the current five-year plan for oil and gas leases and directs the Secretary of the Interior to establish a streamlined permitting process. Under the order, the Trump administration will seek to reverse President Obama's permanent removal of large areas of the Arctic and Atlantic Oceans from all future oil and gas exploration, and the current plan that prohibits new lease sales off of California's coast through 2022. At the signing ceremony, Trump said he was going to, quote, lift the restrictions of American energy and allow this wealth to pour into our communities, end quote. Central Coast lawmakers immediately denounced the executive order. Here's Congressman Salud Carbajal speaking on the House floor on Friday.
My district, the Central Coast, knows all too well the havoc wreaked from gas and oil platforms off our coast. We cannot afford another disastrous oil spill.
Carbajal says California's coastal region generates over $1.9 trillion per year in GDP.
This order poses a direct threat to our local tourism economies and the success of local businesses, which are undeniably tied to a clean coast and healthy, thriving ocean ecosystem.
At the state level, late this morning, Santa Barbara Senator Hannabeth Jackson announced she and other California lawmakers are introducing legislation in response.
For the past 30 years, we've had bipartisan support for a moratorium on further offshore oil drilling in federal waters off the coast of California. Republican and Democratic administrations alike have understood the risks posed by offshore oil development.
Friday's announced California bill will prohibit the State Lands Commission from approving any new leases in state waters. While the state can't block what happens 3 miles and further off the California coast in federal waters, they can block construction of the necessary pipelines and other shoreside infrastructure needed for new or expanded drilling. Greta Mart, KCBX News.